Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors two different saints, and I don't think either one of them are all that well known. There was a Saint Pantaleon who was martyred in the year 305, martyred during the Diocletian persecution. He is the patron saint of physicians, of midwives, of accidents, of loneliness, and also of crying children. The second saint is Saint Titus Brensma. He was imprisoned for speaking out against the spread of Nazism. He was a Carmelite martyr who died from a fatal injection during a medical experiment at the concentration camp at Dachau. He is the patron saint of Catholic journalists. So we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we are given this time to acknowledge our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace, God's mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to me, mother, that you gave me birth, a man of strife and contention to all of the land. I neither borrow nor lend, yet all curse me. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart. Because I bore your name, O Lord God of hosts, I did not sit celebrating in the circle of merrymakers. Under the weight of your hand, I sat alone, because you filled me with indignation. Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You have indeed become for me a treacherous brook whose waters do not abide. Thus the Lord answered me, if you repent so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. If you bring forth the precious without the vile, you shall be my mouthpiece. Then it shall be they who turn to you, and they shall not turn to them. And I will make you toward this people a solid wall of brass. Though they fight against you, they shall not prevail. For I am with you to deliver and rescue you, says the Lord. I will free you from the hand of the wicked and rescue you from the grasp of the violent. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God is my refuge on the day of distress. God is my refuge on the day of distress. Rescue me from my enemies, O my God. From my adversaries, defend me. Rescue me from evildoers, from bloodthirsty men, save me. God is my refuge on the day of distress. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Mighty men come together against me, not for any offense or sin of mine, O Lord. God is my refuge on the day of distress. O my strength, for you I watch. For you, O God, are my stronghold. As for my God, may his mercy go before me. May he show me the fall of my foes. God is my refuge on the day of distress. But I will sing of your strength and revel at dawn in your mercy. You have been my stronghold, my refuge in the day of distress. God is my refuge on the day of distress. O my strength, your praise will I sing. For you, O God, are my stronghold, my merciful God. God is my refuge on the day of distress. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I call you my friend, says the Lord, for I have made known to you all that the Father has told me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that they have, and they buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For 2,000 years, people have been listening to the scriptures, and they've been listening to the parables that Jesus used as a teaching tool. And this particular parable, I think, it's often interpreted in so many different ways, depending upon what time of the centuries that we have lived. I would think that so many have an interpretation of what that treasure is like compared to the kingdom of heaven. Whether that is the treasure that a person finds, hides again, out of joy they buy it, they sell the field, or like that merchant search for a fine pearl, the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean for us right now? I really believe that it might have everything to do with faith, the deposit of faith that within us. Do we consider that to be a treasure, something to really hold on to? You never want to let go. And as much faith as we may have within us, hopefully there's also a yearning to have an even deeper faith than what we have right now. We're constantly searching for that treasure. The treasure that came to us in baptism, that's been nourished by the sacraments, that comes to us in Eucharist. There are so many different things that can help our faith to grow. And I hope by every stretch of what we can believe that for us that is a treasure. In just a moment of quiet prayer, think of the treasure that is within us. Pray that we never let it go, but that we want that treasure to grow in value, to become stronger, so that we can be likened to the kingdom of heaven, which someday we hope to share in. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving. For our Holy Father and all bishops and priests who dedicate their lives for Christ and his church, that God may keep them in his care and bless them abundantly for their sacrifice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and unity in the world, and for the end to violence and hostility among peoples, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of all nations, that they will work for the preservation of the rights and human dignity of all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from illness or tragedy, that they will find peace and strength in God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For health and blessings on Rose Snorek, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts, left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. Praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his holy church.
Look kindly upon our service, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer may be an acceptable oblation to you and lead us to grow in charity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all of your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with St. Pantaleon, with St. Titus Brensma, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, now is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Body of Christ, Mary. The body of Christ, Larry. The body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. May your healing work, O Lord, free us, we pray, from doing evil and lead us to what is right, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly, give you peace. May he bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear into our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And a litany to St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. God our Father in heaven,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David,
pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs,
pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God,
pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin,
pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God,
pray for us.
Faithful Guardian of Christ, Head of the Holy Family,
pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just,
pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave,
pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal,
pray for us.
Pattern of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workers,
pray for us.
Example to parents,
pray for us.
Guardian of virgins,
pray for us.
Pillar of family life,
pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled,
pray for us.
Hope of the sick,
pray for us.
Patron of the dying,
pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits,
pray for us.
Head of Relevant Radio,
pray for us.
Protector of the Church,
pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer,
pray for us.
Servant of Christ,
pray for us.
Minister of Salvation,
pray for us.
Support in difficulty,
pray for us.
Patron of refugees,
pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Patron of the poor,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us, O Jesus.
God made him master of his household.
And put him in charge of all that you
hold. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. The Patrick Madrid Show.
The school has embraced an ideology that is damaging to our students' intellectual and emotional growth.
The odds are so stacked against parents. What are we to do?
And I understand why many people feel that way, Cyrus. I see lots of room for hope and encouragement in this, as long as people are willing to stand up and, like the teacher that we just heard from, to say, I reject this nonsense. I do not accept the premise of it. That a whole group of people are racists just because of the color of their skin. That's false. It's demonstrably false. And my thinking, Cyrus, here's some room for hope and encouragement. If enough people said, you know what, I'm not going to do that either. I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, where have I heard that before? Then I think we've got a fighting chance. But I think there's still time, honestly. And I think that's another reason to thank God for Relevant Radio's existence, that we can reach people with this message.
Absolutely.
The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
My story is my path from Protestantism to Catholicism. And tomorrow, my wife and I are doing convalidation. My wife is Catholic. My wife is a cradle Catholic. We were married in 81. And in 81, they told me I had to become a Catholic to get married in the Catholic Church. And I was defiant. I was young and defiant. So we got married in the Protestant Church. And we lived our life away from religion. I lived my life away from religion. I was baptized Presbyterian. In 97, my life hit a bottom point, and I started seeking, and I went back to my baptismal church because I still was defiant against the rules and regulations of the Catholic Church. And to me, the Protestant Church was perfect at that time because I wasn't ready for the Catholic Church, and it was kind of mother's milk for me. And as I walked my walk, the very things of the Catholic Church that would have turned me away years ago are now, as the events of the world and the different interpretations of the Protestant Church to conform to the world, those things of the Catholic Church that would have turned me away are the actual things that attracted me to the Catholic Church. So here I am, where I was offered at the age of 21, become a Catholic. I'm 61, and tomorrow I'm marrying my wife in the eyes of God and the Catholic Church. And you cleared a lot of things up for me, so I want to thank you for that. And I believe this is my path, and who knows what is next.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. Gifts are tax-deductible as allowed by law. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
You're going to get brought up to speed on the most important issues of the day, the latest news through a moral lens. I'm going to try to give you a perspective on it that is both moral and especially Catholic, because the culture and mainstream media and social media is a poison pill, and too many people are swallowing it. The antidote for that is Jesus Christ. It's a perspective on it based on our faith.
Right? The Drew Mariani Show, 2 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.